Thank you very much, PJ. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 21st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Africa Nations Cup. Of course, soccer is what the great Pele called the world's most beautiful game.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-1560 and 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, we are at www.voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com.
The Africa Cup of Nations kicks off this evening with the much-anticipated match between the Egyptian Pharaohs and the Zimbabwe Warriors. This 32nd edition of the biannual continental competition conducted by the Confederation of African Football, or CAF, is played among Africa's top footballing nations. Egypt is the most successful team in the tournament's history, with 7 titles to its name, followed, of course, by defending champions, the Lions of Cameroon, and Ghana with 5 and 4 titles, respectively. The Warriors are in Group A alongside host Egypt, DRC Congo, and Uganda.
And the Warriors have never won this tournament. There are a number of firsts in this year's Africa Cup of Nations. The tournament, which is usually held during the months of January and February, will be held in June and July this year. The number of teams have increased from 16 to 24, divided into 6 groups of 4 each. In a format similar to the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup and the 2016 UEFA Euro, 4 best third-placed teams will advance to the round of 16 alongside the top 2 teams from each group.
And of course, currently underway is the opening ceremony of the tournament, which is being graced by several high-profile personalities, including FIFA President Gianni Infantino and Nigeria's legendary musician Femi Kuti. Femi Kuti is performing the official song of this year's AFCON alongside Egypt's Hakim and Ivory Coast's Dobet Ganaho. The official song is titled Metgamin, which translates as "We are together."
And here is the starting 11, having been named by Sunday Chizambwa, the coach, this afternoon. Edmond Spanda, that's the goalkeeper. You have Tendai Darikwa, Divine Lunga, Alec Mudimu, Teenage Hadebe, Mashali Munetsi, Marvelous Nakamba, Ovidi Karuru, Knowledge Musona, the captain, Kama Billiard, the brilliant Billiard there, and Nyasha Mushekwi. That's our starting lineup.
And of course, just a quick roundup of the groups. Group A, we said earlier on, there is Egypt, the hosts, DR Congo, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. Group B, Nigeria, Guinea, Madagascar, and Burundi. In Group C, there is Senegal. Senegal is tipped by many to lift the Africa Cup of Nations Cup. Algeria, Kenya, and Tanzania, those teams make up Group C. And in Group D, there is Morocco, Ivory Coast, South Africa, and Namibia. In Group E, there is Tunisia, Mali, Mauritania, and Angola. And lastly, Group F, there is Cameroon, Ghana, Benin, and Guinea-Bissau. Reports that were coming from Yaounde were saying that Cameroon, the players went on strike and they were threatening not to fulfill their fixtures in Egypt because they had not been paid. And there were also Antunga, those rumors about the Zimbabwe national team again. The players were refusing to train on Thursday and yesterday, but we understand that the dispute has since been settled and they got their 9,000 or 9,200 US dollars. That is what they wanted from Zifa, and they were delays. So we are happy that that has been resolved because, you know, once teams start boycotting, it becomes problematic for Africa as a whole.
Indeed, we couldn't afford any incapacitation blessing when it comes to our national team. That's a match that everyone is looking forward to. Lingaba lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Lamhlanje sidibana kulomdlalo omkhulu ophakathi kweqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni yonguqu elama Warriors lona elingqikilana lele Egypt ngo 10 o'clock kuqala nje namhlanje ntambama, that's like 2 hours away. Emncintiswaneni we-Africa Cup of Nations, ngike ngathi ngikhuluma lentatheli izindaba yethu earlier u-Ezra ngambuza ukuthi izindala zombili yini lapha chisa. Wathi hhayi amanzi agelezela kucele elilodwa ngoba ungakhangela ama-statistics. I-Egypt seyawina li-tournament 7 times. Kuzokuthi-ke iZimbabwe kaqanda kayikaze iwine linkezo. Yebo, silabo abadlali abalohlonzi bakhona laphana, okama Biliato Nyasha Mshekwe, Onolechi Musona, Ovidi Karuru, Marvelous Makamba, Marshall Munetsi, Teenage Hatebe, Alec Mudimu, Divine Lunga, Tendai Darikwa, Inox Banda, ugoalkeeper. Iyo ilainapu yetu eqalayo, the first 11. Kodwa iqembu le-Egypt elalo singathi lile superior power lihamba phambili njengokutsho kwami ukuthi selawina linkezo 7 times. Liyamazi uMohamed Salah odlalela iLiverpool, asazi ukuthi sizasila khonapho yini, kodwa abaningi emakhaya lile themba mpela lithi hayi isiqinile lathi sizabona ke ukubana iyozala nkomoni plesi.
Wokuka kune ava vachangotibata nhasi, toda kuti tinge tichitaura nezvemutambo weAfrica Cup of Nations uri kutambirwa kuEgypt pakati pechikwata cheZimbabwe neEgypt. Mutambo uyu uri kutanga na 10 p.m. panguva dzeku Zimbabwe, uye vanhu vakawanda kuEgypt vatotanga kuenda kunoona mutambo iwoyu wakatarisirwa nevanhu vakawanda. Mutambo weGroup A, Zimbabwe haisati yapfuura chidanho chekutanga kuti iende muatinoti maknockout stages, asi rwendo runo pandakambotaura nemutungamiri weZifa vaFelton Kamambo vanga vachiti aiwa vakomana varipo iko zvino, aiwa vanenge vanotamba nhabvu zvinodakadza zvinonwisa mvura. Nekudaro vari kutarisira kuti vanokwanisa kuenda muchikamu chechipiri. Asi mutambo uri kutambwa na10 manerano uyu wakakosha zvikuru kuZimbabwe. Vamwe vari kuti nyangwe Zimbabwe ikaita mangange, aiwa ntunga inenge yagona. Ndo zvatoda kuona kuti zvinenge zvakamira 1-1 ipapapa.
Wongo blessing because hanzi nemumwe we are entering a lion's den. Saka chaona kuti zviri kufamba sei. We have our first guest, that's Muzi wetu Hatebe, the brilliant Muzi wetu Hatebe. He's a soccer analyst. Good evening, Muzi, and welcome.
It's a very good evening, and a very good evening to the listeners.
Zimbabwe versus Egypt, the match is coming up in less than 2 hours. How do you think we will play?
Yeah, I think everyone is expecting that the Warriors can do well and pick 3 points from this particular tie, which will be very important for their start. But I think it's going to be a difficult match. It is the first match of the tournament playing against the host. There is obviously lots of confidence in terms of the host coming into this tournament. You have just mentioned that they've won the Nations Cup a record of 7 times. They've generally done well, and they'll be expected to do very well in this tournament. But what makes this tie particularly interesting is the fact that Zimbabwe come into this match as the underdogs, and the Egyptians are the favorites. There is always a time that advantage when you come into a match as the underdogs, as Zimbabwe can still surprise Egypt and surprise the whole of Africa. But there is no doubt that Egypt are the favorites to win this particular tie, given the fact that they are the hosts, given the fact that they've done very well in terms of the Nations Cup, and also given the fact that they've got quite a number of stars in their team, led by the Liverpool striker Mohamed Salah.
Thank you so much, Muzwetu Hadebe, sports analyst par excellence. And now we are being joined by my favorite coach, Joy Antipas of Chicken Inn. Mr. Antipas, good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Antipas, you heard what Muzwetu said there. He's saying that this is going to be a very tough match. You are the coach here, Mr. Antipas. How do you motivate the players? Of course, this is a very hostile crowd. It's an opening match. How do you motivate the players to ensure that they do not concede early goals?
I think before we even get there, first of all, the African Cup of Nations. And the one thing, players need to be rewarded. Mm-hmm. So once the players are rewarded and they're all fine, mm-hmm. and they're all in good spirits, then we start talking about the game. Mm-hmm. I'll say the game against Egypt, yeah, it's a difficult assignment. Mm-hmm. Say the home nation. And they'll be deployed up by their supporters. Mm-hmm. One thing, Zim will definitely be going in as underdogs. Mm-hmm. But if the boys are all in good spirits and happy, there's a chance of bringing a surprise or even coming out to the point.
Mm-hmm. Thank
I'll
you.
That,
mm-hmm. You can continue.
Yeah, I'll say that Egypt, they've got a lot of quality in their squads, mm-hmm. and also playing at home. So it's game on. Mm-hmm. Game on.
Coming back to you, Hadebe, psychologically, for our players, you know, they are going against this team that has won this tournament 7 times, like you said. They've players like Salah and Mohamed Salah of Liverpool. Psychologically, if you have never gone up against such top quality players and you're a Zimbabwean player, how do you prepare yourself not to be intimidated by such on the pitch?
Yeah, I think psychologically there is need for our players to be prepared. But I think the good thing about the current crop of players that we have in the team is that we have most of them are playing outside Zim. If not all of them, we understand Lawrence Mhlanga will be replacing the injured Coutinho. So that on its own gives us a chance in terms of players. We have had a professional approach from where they are coming from. Some of them have been exposed as well to coaches. We have handled teams at the highest level, not taking anything away from the local coaches. This is an argument in terms of the resources that are availed, maybe say to these coaches that our players play under. So that on its own tends to help the team coming into this match. And like I said earlier on, the fact that there is that underdog tag, if you utilize it psychologically and to tell yourselves that you are playing against the best, so we are going to play that match not under any pressure, but we're just going there to enjoy ourselves. And in the process of enjoying yourself, you can actually come up with a good result, which can be a win. And even a draw for the Warriors will be a great start.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Antipas, with the quality that Egypt possesses, that you also pointed out, what's the best strategy for Zimbabwe to escape with at least a point here?
Yeah, first of all, you going in there as an underdog, mm-hmm. I reckon you got to come out to the... everyone has got to work hard, mm-hmm. and playing in the cold, like Cairo, with that massive support, I think the best is for us to try and maybe try and sit back, mm-hmm. and then try and hit them on the break, mm-hmm. because you can't go out there and attack them, because they, as I said, they're a quality side and they will come at you.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't have much time ready coming out of our half.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can do that for at least about 20, 25 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then get confidence and try and grow in confidence, mm-hmm. but it's important that we don't concede.
Mm-hmm. That is the first 20 or so minutes.
Yeah, we just got to be sharp and on our toes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then... the guy's got to go out there and work 110%.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, because Egypt is at home, there's too much pressure to score. If it doesn't happen in the first 20 minutes, hopefully it will be frustrated.
Yeah, and hopefully we can gain in confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, I reckon we've got a solid midfield full of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can... get supply to our talented attackers,
mm-hmm.
then we can cause the problem too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Antipas.
Those who've just joined in, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight we are talking about the Africa Cup of Nations. The opening match between Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe Warriors, and the Pharaohs of Egypt. Egypt has won this tournament 7 times, and Zimbabwe has never. So we are going in there as the underdogs. The bigger question we are asking tonight is... kambe iyozala nkomoni hatebe ngiyazi kule kulodubo lokucitsha kwamagetsi power cuts have become so commonplace, they've become the daily routine. Do you have electricity in Bulawayo today?
Yes, sir. I do have electricity because of a load shedding. Obviously, it won't be the whole country that is without electricity. But I can confirm that where I am right now, I'm in Country Park. Certain sections of Country Park are without power. And usually, power then comes at around 10 o'clock. And I'm sure that's what most of the fans will be hoping, that by the time the match gets underway, there will be power for those without solar energy. And, of course, there will be some who will wait just even to see the second half, because I'm sure around 11 p.m., most of those areas without power will be having power. So they will be patient enough, I'm sure, even to see the second half and they get to appreciate how the Warriors are doing, because half the time, the second half is also a key component of the match. I'm not taking anything away from the first half, but at times most of the things do happen in the second half after the coaches would have made one or two shouts by the dressing rooms, as well as making one or two changes. So power is going to be a problem in terms of the nation following the Nations Cup. But I'm sure it will be a question of the fans trying to ensure that their phones are fully charged. They buy a bit of data and they try and follow the matches online as well. That's the beauty about technology these days.
Uyashoke lapho umuzi Blessing uthi hayi kwezinye indawo amagetsi kakho kodwa balethemba njengabalandeli benguqu ukuthi nxa usiyatshaya u-10 lapho amagetsi avama ukuphenduka khona abe sekhona abantu bonke benelise ukubona lo mdlalo kuthiwa silo amlalela ecingweni.
Of course, you know, Zimbabweans are always joking. I'm reading one comment here from someone saying, and nongoti kuma Warriors, even Magetsi chero akaenda, we nae muri mai momo. I don't know if Egypt is having the same problems. But what Warriors squad is urging them to win if there are power cuts in Cairo. Well, now, back to you, Mr. Antipas, before we take some callers. Hello, Mr. Antipas?
Yes.
Yes, how I think many people are talking about Mo Salah, but how psychologically prepared is he for this tournament? I mean, seeing that he just played the Champions League that Liverpool won, beating Tottenham. It was a long season in Europe where he's coming from. Will he be that much of a threat because he has not rested?
Yeah, I'll say if you think of his name, he's a big name, you know, and at times a big name, you can feel really not up there. Saying not up there, you can feel as a defender. Like, for instance, this young boy, Magaya, the left back of Zimbabwe. I reckon Magaya can take him head on. The good thing is that Mo Salah hasn't been playing. Even if you look at the last two games, the friendly games that he played, he didn't play the first game, he played the second half of the second game. So one thing is he's not going to be in full throttle. His name will just carry him. But Mo Salah being Mo Salah will always be a threat. But we can't think of Mo Salah. I mean, the Egyptian team is dangerous. So we can't focus on him to say, right, let's tag, mark this guy. You just got to be passed on. The guy's got to be sharp and they got to be switched on. So that's the only way that we're going to deal with him. We can't go there and man-mark him. And just concentrate on him. You got to concentrate on the whole team. But Mo Salah, maybe just put more emphasis on marking him much more tighter and just tracking him wherever he goes. But it's a danger. So we just got to treat Egypt as Egypt, give them respect. But also what we got to do is we got to show what we made of.
Interesting. Of course, brilliant analysis there and very good on tactics. Ntunga, I managed to talk to one Zimbabwe soccer fan who stays in Egypt, and he was actually on his way to watch the match. Let's just hear what he had to say. Mkoma James, mkatu zauti zvinhu zvakamira sei ku Egypt kwamuru?
Zvinhu zviri kufamba zviri nani. We are expecting good results and everything, and there is positive spirit, good security, and everything else is in order here.
Imi mkoma James, munogara ku Egypt here, kana kuti maenda ku mutambo we AFCON chete?
Aya, ndogara kuno.
Manenguva yakareba zvakadii muri ku?
I attended even the 2006 AFCON Dandruzulu.
Tichi tarisawo rutsigiro rwema Warriors. Kune vakawanda vauyawo here vamakwanisa kuona vari kubva Zimbabwe?
They are around about almost 100, 110, around there about that.
Ko mapepa na ego Egypt ari kuti iwo kudi nechikwata che Zimbabwe.
Ah varumbwa ndiri kune wo kuti vanochiwa vakada tingana kama dili kana mpona. Ya vakitora game racho like this. They are really serious about the game. Avase vhurutora like this also.
Ko vamuri kutarisira wo ku Egypt kuti vanogona kunetsa chikwata che Warriors ndana napa.
Ah mosala hasi ya kuchisa but kana ndi tsheke. Ani tsheke yo ndi anja se ndi apo vhutshiwe. Rozi ndiani bora reti mazvano.
Asi muri kufunga kuti chikwata che Zimbabwe chinogona kukunda here pamutambo?
Hatinokwanisa kuhwina, asi mainly a draw is very much possible. Kuhwina tokwanisa kuhwina but a draw is very much possible.
Saka vanhu vari kuenda mutambo uyu vakawanda zvikuru.
Ground rakazara ende vanhu vachingopinda, so they'll be close to the gate. Nekubva kwandaita ranzi ani around. Vanongoita close to the gate.
That there was James Namauka, a Zimbabwe Warriors fan. He is based in Egypt, and of course he's saying that the best the Zimbabwe national soccer team can come up with is a draw. But he's hoping that they will do well. He's also saying, of course, security is very tight. Ntungamili in Egypt, of course, as is expected, as there were fears that there might be problems after the country's former president died. He collapsed in court and then later on died, Mohamed Morsi. And, you know, there were fears of unrest, but he's saying that everything is okay and everyone is looking forward to this tournament.
Indeed, kunjalo place ngibona silo umlaleli ecingweni kuthiwa ngumoyo. Vamoyo makadi. Vamoyo.
Inosimba makadiko.
Aiwa tinofara mapinda muchirongwa. Muri kuona eZimbabwe ichitamba sei apa.
Aiwa chikutanga rigai mukwanisa vatiri vose. Inoo semuteveri wamaorias ndinoona Zimbabwe ichiita draw pagame ranhasi nenhaya yekuti semutere bhora ndakarota ndichiona bhora iri mwedzi wapera Zimbabwe maorias nezvoitambia saka zvavaitamba saizvozvo ziroto siroto zvacho asi dauri ndichitaure ndakambochitaura zvangu paredhiyo yesouth africa yekuzesiminizuro nemusemande ndakaruta mwedzi wapera bhora ichitambiwa first half zvandakaona chekuti ndakaona Egypt ichimwisa 2 go pafirst half dzibva dzakaenda half time pasecond half ndakaona Zimbabwe bhora dandopera vatambi kumashure vakatamba zvine simba ndobva vamwisa 2 ndobva vaita draw ya 2-2 ndikaona nhandare yose vanhu vanga vari mumwe vakabata muromo kushamiswa nezimbabwe ndobva rangoperera kadero saka zvinhu zvandakaonawo tikati zviri zvokwanisa kurasha vanhu sevanoda bhora mukaona vachinga vakurota nebhora vari zvokwanisa kurasha vanhu asi tarisi ndekuti shungu dzeni dzekudai Zimbabwe yakatamba zvakanaka kudai yakagona kubuda iri panhamba yechipiri kana panhamba 1 igono kuenda mberi ndozvatinodai kushuvira kudai zvakavanokuitika izvozvo asi tinotenda kuti mwari vachagona kutungamirira sezvo ranhasi regai tione chichaitika already chatambwana chenu kuti vanhu vose world yose yakatarira vakomana kwairi kuijipita neminamato iri kushandawo nekuti choga choga chinhu kwachiitwa nemunamato hapana pasingaiti munamato saka zvimwe zvimwe zvatiri kushuvira kuti dai zvikafamba zvakadaro zvichibudidzawo nezvimwe zvatinonga tichirotawo pamwe zvinogona kubuda zviri stretch kana kutorasha asi tinoimba kuti zvichafamba zvakanaka.
Vamoyo munhu wamwari vazulu vakaoneswa moyo akuchasisela valaleli lapha uchipupu lako ukuti kuyini wakuvona epucheni okhuluma ngakho. Yebo moyo.
Vamoyo avanifunga kuti vanotaura chii.
Vanotaura ndevele ndogara nje.
Ngiyakhuluma ngicho ndikutoma kuti ngibingelele abalaleli vaonge studio 7 lona ukhuluma yongu mfundisi moyo. Ngithe ya sali name ilasi manzi njenge umulandiri wama Orias nami ngahlangana nepupho ngibona muta lo udlaliwa la page Peter ngibona wonge mara ndibona ngakona ipupheni ngabona first half iZimbabwe neGPT iGPT ngabona yangeni samagondelo i2 zaya ku half time ziti iGPT 2 Zimbabwe 0 zavuya second half ngaona muti lowa kamba ngaona abadlali ba Simba Zimbabwe navo va beta magondila ai 2 zalinganisa ngaona abantu bonge vavasedia leso vabamba mulomo vamangala khulu vatau kani team Zimbabwe sifisa ngaona ingaenza indifale so indi isayi kuti amapu sometimes ayalahle indifale salinga ikhuluma izolo kuyi radio ikwekwezi FM Kanyaba nomukhathi uBig Joe even umvulo kuzivukile breakfast so kuze FM no Big Joe no Mbuzana no Aravuna no Lady B so isayi kuti sometimes amapopo ayalahle abantu mawindi fale mhlambe kungenzeka sithi asilinde sibone ilanga lakho nalenye namhlanje amapopo aqiniso azokufezeka nathi siyafuna ukuthi izibobo ithana maya phumelela nathi siyahlala sithandazela ngenxa yokuthi sifuna sonke ukuthi iye phambili iphume mhlambe iposition 1 or position 2 nathi siyafisa indifale yezo iyo into ngithanda ukuyazisa abalaleli nababukeli be studio 7 VOA show na VOA indebele kuthi zonke izinto thana maza khamba kuthi kufele ama awa amambala nje kuthi umdlalo ukhambe kahle ende abantu bathomile ukungena ngabo 2 o'clock lapha eGPT zizokujika ezinto siyazazi zobona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzosenzela ukuthi iZimbabwe iphumelele ngaloko ngiyathokoza kakhulu uzima abe nani lapho ngarabe nemi.
Hai siyabonga moyo munhu amwarataura vazulu.
Azimangange.
Azimangange tuka tu kulomlalelo munye njalo ecingweni siyakwamukela uhlelo mlaleli.
Yebo linjani?
Siyaphila singabuza wena.
Hai impilile mina banjani abangi?
Hai baphila akubhule sangoma sami.
Hayi mina mboni ngani basic game abangayidlala ingaba i-draw because imboni ngani bangaluza 2-1 xa bedlale kude sibili ngaba i-draw.
I-draw yakho niyabi ingaki ingaki 0 ka 0 kumbe 5 ka 5
0 ka 0
kungani ungela confidence ebafaneni bakithi?
I like confidence but i team abadlala layo is strong kakhulu ngakhala even league yabo is strong league yabo civili because ngakhala labo zama like labo alingakhala i team united kahle kahle vele ilama players a local kakhulu abo ali labo zama like of course usala babona but i team yabo ngani best ngama local lokho zen best players league yabo is too powerful like fanani late.
Mhm, doye tula abafana bethu bonke laba ngama foreign based.
Yeah, ama foreign based of course, but ayikuthi lezi team yethu ayivile esikhathe eside isiba lama lokuzeni nama friendlies kahle kahle kodwa ayisiba ngazama. Singazama kodwa ayiGipt. Hayi
ngoz. Yafiwa. Hayi siyabonga. Siyabonga mlaleli ka Sethembeni ukuthi bazadlala kuhle.
Yeah, I like Sethembeni njalo. Singazi ZBC yangkhoniza sikela inibhora. Hayi izinto zangkhona.
No ZBC ngacina kungani ukuthi kuyahlupa indaba zezimali. So babe sithi kabasoze babe la. Angazi kumbe kungaba soguqukile.
Asazi njalo. Lati sicine kungani kunjalo. So kwaba ngizokwenza isikhambi siyobukela outside etown sibona because nice to see that in the view.
Mhm. Hayi siyabonga mlaleli ukholise labanye bakho.
Hayi kulungile siyabonga.
Aha, bekungumlaleli ke lo and blessing our political leaders are also weighing in. Mm-hmm. I checked that before we came here. I checked on President Emmerson Mnangagwa's Twitter timeline and but there was nothing. He hadn't said anything yet about the Warriors, but I'm anticipating that, you know, he will be sending out a tweet wishing them well. But you also have MDC leader Nelson Chamisa tweeting today saying, "National teams define our collective pride and honor. Our warriors start a great mission against the Pharaohs today. To the boys, the hopes and pride of the nation are upon your shoulders. Do your best to give us smiles and cheers. Go Warriors, go. We send our best wishes." Hashtag AFCON 2019 ngoba buchamisa ke lo efisela iqembu leZimbabwe impumelelo emdlalweni walo le Egypt lamhlanje. Bengisitsho mna ukuba na umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa u very active la ku Twitter lapha, kodwa ngesikhathi sokuza emoyeni lapha hayi ube ngakathumeli any message mayelana ngomdlalo wanamuhla.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are just waiting for the 32nd edition of the African Nations Cup to kick off in Egypt, featuring Zimbabwe Warriors and the Pharaohs of Egypt. And of course, there are many players that are expected to perform extremely well at this tournament. Of course, you have Sadio Mane of Senegal, who also won the UEFA Champions League alongside the Egyptian Mo Salah. And of course, there is also Riyad Mahrez, who plays for Algeria and Manchester City. Those are some of the top performers. And of course, the top goal scorer of all time is none other than Cameroonian Samuel Eto'o with 18 goals. And of course, followed by Laurent Pokou of Ivory Coast, 14 goals, and Rashid Yekini of Nigeria with 13 goals. I mean, those are past year stars. But of course, that is the record for the top goal scorer in tournaments that have been played so far. Samuel Eto'o, who is retired, and we also understand that he was trying to mediate between his football association and the players, the Cameroonian players, who were refusing to go and play in Egypt because they had not been paid. Of course, at the top of the show, Coach Antipas talked about that players need to be remunerated. You know, that's the first thing that you need to do to make sure that the players are motivated, because if they start by boycotting even training, it's going to be difficult, Antunga, to win any match.
Yebo kunjalo. Blessing. Sikhangela abalaleli ekhasini lethu le VOA indebele lapha ukuthi bona babhula besitheni kulo Stanford Chuma uthi wena iZimbabwe izawina nge-2-1. Peace, Chris Mkandla uthi wena nginovalo mina. Ungabi lovalo, bamba uvalo Mkandla. Kuzalunga. Ubongani Nyathi uthi wena let's break the Mohamed Salah. Umdluli lapha kukhanya ukucele le Egypt. Dingani Ndleleni Sithole uthi wena iZimbabwe izanqotshwa, Egypt izanqoba nge-2-1. Kuzoba lo Sinthisa Amade Moyo uthi wena mangange ujikile obhanqa 2-2. Abasanda sixhuma sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk njalo sikhuluma ngomdlalo ophakathi kweZimbabwe le-Egypt lamhlanje, omdlalo wakuqala we-Africa Cup of Nations 2019. Njalo icingweni sile ngcwethi kwezemidlalo umuzi wethu Hatebe kanye lo coach umqeqeshi weqembu le Chicken In uJoy Antipas. Mr. Zulu wanzi tinemtereri paruna.
Tinamkoma Shepherd makadi mkoma Shepherd
ndanga sino makadi zveni vana baba
aiwa isu tirinani mkoma Shepherd emurufuwa kuti mutambo uyu uchapera sei, hatidi munhu anozoti kana rapera kuti ndakambozvitaura on record. Mkoma Shepherd vari kuti mutambo uri kupera sei?
Maonero angu nemafungiro angu chete tinoona nokufunga zvakasiyana. Vanotaura zvavo kuti Egypt ndoona kuti ona hatingashandisi mbiri nokuti zuva ranezuro nezuva zvinouya zvakasiyana. Ndinotori nechivimbo chizere chakakwana zvokuti kutangira padraw zvichienda mberi kwete kutangira padraw tichidzoka kumashure. Notenda nokuvimba netimu yemaoria kuti vakamira zvizere pamuchirongwa ichi, vakagadzirira zvizere. Ndo zvabvo pakaitawo madrawbacks okuti mozvaise situation yekusaidi kwedu kuti yange asina kumira zvakanaka, vanombomira panhau dzematrainings, but pavari ke zvinondovimba kuti mumwe nomumwe mhana make ari kuti go oria go.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Shepherd nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Saka ini nunggu tenda wana ini ubuho zei nasi mandipenza bachirongo endi ndangati ni chibikuwa dikuwa chukuti nunggu teji ugori ya go nyikandedu hati nge zisimbe wa gomana
ayo watinote nda shukuru mko mashepa
ya iwa Egypt ya kudara nasi ino Zimbabwe gori
tinote nda shukuru and from Shepard Tunga, I think we have another call.
Siabonga Shepard, but let's go to our guest before we go back to before we take that listener. Penduke kuwe hatebe before we go to Antipas. Unguwe umqeqeqi wama Warriors ilingena nje enkundleni kuyini ongabaxwayisa ngakho abadlali beZimbabwe?
Ophakathekileyo engabatshela khona yikubana uma bengena enkundleni bamelele wonke umuntu oseZimbabwe lanxa bona bevota khona le kwele Gibbete. Ibe sembatshela njalo ukubana badlala le team ephezulu kakhulu, kodwa ngibe sembakhumbuza njalo ukubana iqembu leli abadlala nalo thina njengeZimbabwe sike salithwalisa nzima saze sahamba saya dlala nalo sise France lapho sisakhothwa ngumuyi uRenard Fabisch. Lokho ke kuyinto engithemba ukuthi ingabakhuthaza abafana ukubana bebe lesibindi uma bengena kulomdlalo. Njalo ngibuye ngibatshele ukubana ngumdlalo wokuqala kusasele iUganda, kusasele iDRC. Kuqakathekile ukubana bengabi under pressure, bengene nje kulomdlalo besiyazikholisela ngoba lokho esilamathuba amabili kweminye imidlalo. Lo ngumdlalo nje wokuqala ungazaba yethusa kakhulu.
Mhm, thank you there. Hatebe qhubeka ubambile. Blessing, let's go to Joy Antipas.
Now, Mr. Antipas, in terms of quality, would you say this is the best side that Zimbabwe has assembled?
Yeah, I would say that some very good players that are there. But I would also say that there's also some very good players that have been left out. But, you know, when it comes to selection, you always have problems. You get flack from the supporters. You get flack from everywhere. But you as a coach, you made your decision and why you want that certain player. You've got the last say. But you always accept the criticism in any squad you select.
But looking at the local players, the squad is mostly composed of foreign-based players. Are there any local players that you, as a coach, you feel must have been included?
Yeah, I would say at least maybe one or two. That the local players that should have been included. And I'll talk about Clive Augusto, not because he's my player, but he's a striker.
And he's scoring at will.
And he's scoring goals. So at least, you know, call him up. Even like for Kosapa tournament, like what happened the last time. And then assist him there. But I can't really criticize the coaches because I'm a coach, because I'll also be up for criticism.
Yeah.
But they select the teams and that's it.
Maybe, Hatebe, can you respond to the same question? Are there local players, whom you feel should have been part of the squad?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I will agree with Joy and say that we will obviously respect what the coaches have come up with in terms of this squad and the fact that they've got their playing philosophy. So you're bound to pick players who are going to adapt to your philosophy. But at the same time, I also agree with him that there are a couple of players that have started the season very well. and it would have been nice to throw them in them, just for them to get a feel and also to rub shoulders with some of these players who are coming up from the leagues that are more professional than ours. It tends to help our players. It was going to be even easier if we're going to look at players who are even, say, under 23, just to pick one or two so that they get to appreciate, because we also need to look into the future, something that we always miss. And I would say that there is always a challenge. If someone goes to play in South Africa, it looks like it becomes easy for them to make it into the national team. I'm not taking anything away from the South African best players, but I feel like there are a lot of players who maybe could not have made it into the South African league, but they are still playing in the local league, are doing very well, and those players should also be considered. I'm just happy hearing that Lawrence Nkanga could be the player who could replace the injured Luis Coutinho. So in a nutshell, to agree with Joy, I would say let's not pick our players because they are playing abroad. Let's pick our players on merit. But this does not mean that we are taking anything away from the squad that has been selected. If you look at a Clive Okatu, like Joy has said, at one stage, after 11 games, he had scored 11 goals. Mm-hmm. So that's 11 out of 11 at an average of a goal a match. And that's quite an achievement. I'm sure you just want to try such a player.
Indeed. He recently scored 3 goals against Caps United. Was when Caps was actually on top of his game. Brilliant player, I must say. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Donald. Makadi mkoma Donald. Aiwa isu tiri Bob kuma Donald. Magadzire rikuona mtambo.
Ya, chose ndikora sekuti vakomana vetedu vanohwina pamtambo.
Vanohwina ni sport kwa zvingani.
Ha, ndivakuti chikwata chedu chakasimba chaizvo. Kuti tingangomira navo vakomana.
Vanohwina ni sport kwa zvingani.
Andikora sekuti vanogona kuita 2-1.
2-1.
2 in favor of Zimbabwe.
Mhm.
Ndo maonera angu andita mukoma handiona hangu sokuti ndanganya kushisa kuti Egypt hano. Mhm. Ndo kana mukoma kare yatu na upa ichina zero kana kuti ndo vaso kuti ndo kona ngomira wewa.
Mhm. Saka ko ku South Africa vari kuti wo kudine mutambo uyu mapepa nawa muri kuverenga.
Ah, vari kuwadza kukuza kama bili ati chaizo na usona.
Mhm.
Sokuti ndo rasa kuti tinobuda ipapa. So, ma journalist ita mtale zubilezi sport mno. Yandi, hei pa mromo ni msona na kama bilia.
Ayo, watinote nda skuru mkuma Donald.
Ya, ndote nda mkutitasia o politics na.
Ayo, watinote nda.
Ayo, watinote nda mkuma Donald.
Of course, Donald is saying he's happy that we are not discussing politics. Of course, Studio 7 can chew gum and walk at the same time, like the Americans say.
I know. Politics, no, graichita badam revu badam fupi, saka people need a break. Sikubeke ngotlelo, sitate umlaleli urafaeli ngove. Kunjani ngove?
Anyapila ninjani.
Hayi siyaphila. Kubhule sangoma lapha sizwe ukuthi ubona izala nkomona.
Kunzima ikuthi siqondane leqembeli ngani li heyi nilani iqembulelana siya lesabela ngoba lilabadlali abangani abadlala ngendlela ephezulu ikakhulu nxa sikhangela usala lwanodlalela iLiverpool. Heyi lwanomuntu kuzaba nzima ukuthi amadefender ethu bamise. Kodwa-ke ngokusapota kwethu sibe sikhangelele i-draw ukuthi singadrawa mhlawumbe kungaba ngcono nxa sesishiya eminye emidlalweni emibili kugruphu yethu kugruphu A laphana ngoba lana amanye amathimu sibona ingane singaba nalo ithuba lokuthi sinqobe hhayi lele le-Egypt leli hayi ngoba nje ibhora yinto edicikayo mhlawumbe kungayenzakala sinqobe but ngezinzima laphana.
So ubona ngani kuyaba i-draw?
Yes, sikhangelele yona i-draw ukuthi mhlawumbe singaba ngaphumayo kunguthiki lobhanga laphana. Yes, sikhangelele impela. Yes, sithandazelayo ukuthi alibana kungaphuma kunguthiki lobhanga kungaba ngcono.
Hayi, siyabonga ungena kuhlelo Ncube.
Hayi, sibongile nathi.
What I'm seeing here, Blessing, is I think we are giving too much respect to the Egyptians. Indeed, the Pharaohs are a great team. They have been since donkey years. But you don't go in the ring with your opponent and you start, you know,
praising them.
Yeah. We should be saying we will beat this team 2-0, 5-4, 3-2. But, you know, I know people are trying to lower expectations and be realistic, but, you know, like politicians, we should be intimidating. We should use intimidating tactics. That's how you overpower your enemy before the you know, before the match even starts. Am I talking nonsense?
You can do that, but you know, for some the tactic is to you can walk slowly and carry a big stick, right? So you can pretend to be, but then you surprise them. But of course, there is no need to praise your opponent.
Then
you
must. Then when your opponent discovers that your stick is too small, you are in trouble. Konge papa anzi ndi nengure.
Of course, we are talking football today. And of course, another player to watch is Hakim Ziyech, who plays for Dutch side Amsterdam and Morocco. He performed extremely well for his Dutch side this past season. There is also Asamoah Gyan of Ghana, who had retired, and now he says he wants to play. There is hope that maybe he can do wonders for Ghana, which has been on the decline. Let's go back to Coach Antipas. Now, Coach Antipas, talking about your pick, of course, we talked about Zimbabwe. Which other side or which side do you think has the best chance of lifting this year's tournament? We have, of course, the Senegal, Egypt, Morocco, Ghana, the defending champions, the Cameroon, who are having their own problems. Who do you think is expected to, who do you think can lift this tournament?
Well, my money is on Senegal. Senegal, they've got a balanced side. They've got a very good side. And if they play to their potential, then they will win that tough one. But then you also got to give space for underdog. Because the underdog can cause an upset. It's a cup tournament, so in the cup games, you always get surprised and upset.
Yeah, it's different. So if you play well on that day, you win.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, Senegal, they're my favorite to go through, maybe Nigeria. But I'll leave space for an underdog, which could be Mali.
Joy Antipas, the chicken in coach, he's putting his money on Senegal. Hatebe, and who are your favorite?
I think I'll give it to the horse, Egypt. I think they have a good record. They are playing at home. I think they are more hungrier for a cup that they've dominated. And somehow, I think in the last tournament, it has just been evading them. I think this is an opportunity
for them to lay their hands on the cup once more, given that they are the host. But also, in the past, I think they've thrived on them playing as a unity. It's one feature for the Egyptians where they don't look at an individual. It's easy for us to talk about the Liverpool striker at this stage, but their biggest strength is playing as a unity, and that has helped them in the past few years. Whereas they've had a team that is composed of Al Ahly as well as Zamalek. Mm-hmm. We see now a new era whereby they are exporting players to the European leagues, and that is adding more value to their team as well. And I think that will give them strength to go through.
Udume ngokuthola ama-predictions akho kuhle adebe. Uyakutsho ukuthi hayi iqembu leli liyanqoba nge-2-1 kuphume kunjalo. IZimbabwe le-Egypt sigqiba nje uhlelo. Uthe sizahamba kanjani?
Ngibone ngathi iZimbabwe izahlohla, kodwa ngibone ngathi abafana be-Egypte labo bazahlohla kabili. Ngibone ngathi kuza ukuthi Egypt 2-1.
2-1, their blessing, according to the soccer wizard, Mosoetu Hadebe. He always gets his predictions precisely correct. We don't know about today, though.
Mm-hmm. If Ndunge was still alive, would have said Muzi did consult with Ndunge, but unfortunately, he's late. Let's go back to Mr. Antipas. Now, Mr. Antipas, what are some of the advantages for the players of playing at this prestigious tournament? We understand there were many scouts, but many were interested in seeing the play of marvelous Nakamba. Which other players do you think can take advantage of this tournament and further their football careers?
Yeah, I would say most players of of all the country, they want to go there and showcase themselves. As you're saying, there's a lot of scouts in Egypt. Mm-hmm. So as a player, when you go to massive tournaments like AFCON, you've got to market yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you play well, definitely the scouts, they got an eye for talent. So if you play well, then good for you, market yourself, and next thing you want. Mm-hmm. Big team, bigger league, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tomorrow we have DRC taking on Uganda at 4:30. Then you also have Nigeria versus Burundi at 1 p.m. Then Guinea will be taking on Madagascar. This is Live Talk, and we are wrapping up. We have less than 2 minutes remaining on the clock. And tonight we have been talking about the Africa Cup of Nations match coming up at 10 o'clock, Zimbabwe Warriors taking on the Pharaohs of Egypt. And our guest is Mosoetu Hadebe, a sports analyst, as well as Chigenin coach, Joy Antipas. 10 seconds, Hadebe, let's have your last word.
All the best to the Warriors. They should prove me wrong and surprise the Pharaohs. I know after this an Egyptian win, but they should prove me wrong and make the whole nation happy.
Mr. Antipas, you also have 10 seconds. Let's have your last word.
Yeah, go Warriors, go. We are behind you 100% and make us proud.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us this evening. And that concludes today's show. And hoping that the Warriors will put up a show and beat the talented Egyptians. But signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungamilinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.